like I was a still a. So they separated this do this, da da da. So we don't get to see each other. If you doing the first service and one doing the last, you won't get to see the first. And it was, it's kind of, you know, and before when it had one service or even two, at least you got to interact with the other guy. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's like they're separated within themselves. Mm-hmm. And they don't find anything common to get together on. Mm-hmm. And to me, that cemetery would be the best thing for both churches. See that they put money in it and make sure it gets clean.
Why doesn't anybody see, regardless of where the... It's funny that you mentioned deeds, because one of the things that Pastor was talking about this morning, you know, was about being taken advantage of, you know, back in the day versus now. You know, we have more power as blacks, and so, you know, he was talking about this thing that happened where, you know, this bank was burned down and so all the black people lost their deeds. He's like, you know, nothing like that can happen today because, you know, you have certain protections. And so, you know, so back then when those people, when the, you know, the bank burned down, the deeds were lost, they lost their land because they didn't have any proof. You know, that wouldn't happen today because there are other places where you would have proof, and so you're protected. And so, but you have this instance here where you're saying, you know, no one's someone saying, well, we can't find who owns the land. But to me, it seems like it's a part of your community. And regardless of who has the deed or who can find the deed, it's still in your community.
Right.
You know, it belongs to one of you.
And to me,
and you
just
both have people buried there. Wouldn't you just want to take care of it anyway?
Take care of your own. Take care of that part of your family.
Yeah.
And even if you didn't do it yourself, you would make sure it got done.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Instead of finding an excuse not to do it, finding a reason or a solve the problem some kind of way.
That's just kind of interesting, I guess. Well, I can see some of the negative changes. I guess in this respect, then, how well do you see sort of, I don't know if you want to view them as outsiders, but all of these people who have moved in, how integrated then are they in the community? Is this, are they well integrated then into?
Some of them are very careful when you speak to them about something like that, through cemeteries and things. They're really willing to help. I don't know what got wrong with it. I know when I was coming up, church always set a day aside and everybody would meet on Saturday and go to the cemetery and clean the whole thing off. Mm-hmm. And, but they don't, just don't set them days aside now.
Or mow the lawn of the lady who, can't do anything and needs a little help, or yeah, that's pretty interesting. Would you consider those people then who, you know, just moved here like 3 or 5 or 7 years ago to be Roswellians? Do you think of them as?
Yeah, most of.
You think that?
If they think so, I think so. It depends on the individual. Somebody comes here and think they and talk about where they were all the time, and always talk about. I don't really consider them Roswell because they don't even consider it. But if the person does, I go right along with them, because they have just as much right to say they are, brag about it as I do. Because I don't live here now. I come back 2 or 3 times a week, and I still feel like I'm a part of Roswell. Mm-hmm. And that's where all my roots are and my thoughts are.